I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A small earthquake triggers big fears in Syria. Samuel of Redemptive Stories tells us
there was a small-scale earthquake of 4.8 magnitude on the Richter scale near the city of Hama, which is a similar area that was affected by the large earthquake last February, which was a 7.8.
Residents across Syria, Jordan, Lebanon reported tremors lasting into Tuesday morning. In Syria,
a lot of organizations quickly responded by doing training, reminding them how to uniquely help people with the trauma that comes from an earthquake, because it's different than other traumas that they'd already faced after 10 plus years of war. And through that, then sharing the gospel and sharing our source of hope through Jesus Christ.
And Christians in Malawi continue to face the pinch of drought, as well as unrest and danger from Islamic extremist groups. But now, more of these brothers and sisters will have God's Word and other Christian resources to strengthen them. Jason Wolford of Mission Cry says a shipping container of books sent earlier this summer will be cleared next week. The resources are eagerly anticipated.
You go from people, in many cases, not even having their own Bible to having a full library of the Word of God. And then, of course, the evangelistic purposes of getting the Word of God to them.
The shipment's slated for prisoners, local seminaries, and children at several orphanages. Sharing the gospel with kids is especially vital as Islam is on the rise throughout the continent. Pray for spiritual protection for Mission Cry in this work, and consider sponsoring upcoming shipping containers bound for Asia and West Africa. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.